that this friend of his had him to bake a possum for him. Grossest looking little rat you've ever seen.
I can never take
possums
that's
flopped
on the road, you know?
You ought to see one
in a
baking pan.
I don't think I want to see one in a baking pan.
Sort of
like eating
oxygen. He hit this thing for me. Because he just knew I said, I should go eat some possum. I had a friend of mine with me. He fellow from New York. He's never eaten possum, never seen possum. And I kicked the pan. My brother hit it out of the bed. And I said, well, what are you doing to pay on the bed? He said, don't bother that. That doesn't belong to me. Like he was protecting a king's ransom. And he had possum and baked sweet potato all in the same pan. And I had this little thing with, you know, a possum looks like, you know, you've seen a buck-toothed person. Yeah. Teeth stick out.
Yeah.
Now these little gross-looking little teeth hang out of this little bitty ugly thing. And he convinced me to eat some possum, you know.
Well, how was it?
It tastes good, but I just could not eat it comfortably.
That is so funny. Now,
they even set possum traps around. I know people eat coons.
Yeah, I've heard that. I never had any of that either. Have you had it?
I hate to admit it, but I've eaten some coon, too.
How was that?
It was an experience.
Yeah?
What sort? I don't remember how it tastes. Psychologically, I must have a mental block. I don't even want to know how it tastes.
They're so cute.
Yeah, they are cute.
Cute little eyes, little ears sticking out.
Yeah, there's a man over at Oak Cliff. Call him Coon Man. He raises coons to sell for people eating. I just didn't believe anybody in the city was raising coons.
Yeah.
And he's got a thriving business over there. My brother took me by there to pick up a coon with him.
And he was. I think I got a lobster. I'll take
he
that.
Says, I'm out of coons today. I just didn't believe it.
Where is this place?
I don't know the name of the street. It's over in Oak Cliff.
Uh-huh.
But you'd have to meet my brother. He weighs a ton. He weighs at least 3 or 4. He weighs over 300 pounds. He drives a truck to see us. But I tell you, that man, he's eating armadillo. I remember my stepfather bringing armadillo home. Bear meat.
Now, what about snake? You ever had rattlesnake? That's supposed to be good, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think I could eat that.
I've eaten steak one time.
How was it?
Tastes like chicken.
What did they say? But if I knew it was snake,
I didn't know it was snake when I ate it.
Well,
I'd
be the only way I could eat
it. There was a lot of horse meat floating around one while, too.
You know, I was in Hawaii. I had a spring to visit Hawaii. I went there to visit this fall, and I went to a local bar with a Japanese girl. Okay, Japanese girl, thank you, Japanese bar. Okay, so we go in and we order some Japanese beer. Okay, we're sitting there drinking our beer. And they bring us all this stuff, you know, and I didn't know what any of it was, but it looked pretty good, most of it. And it was kind of noodly stuff, and there was one stuff that turned out to be some kind of fried fish, and that was pretty good, you know. And they bring in these chopsticks, and you break the chopsticks apart and you eat the stuff. And there was one bowl, and it was full of cucumbers and what I thought was tomatoes. It was red stuff, dark and bark. And so I learned how to use some cucumbers were good. And then I picked up one tomato. It wasn't even tomato. It was raw fish. I could not believe it. I went, this is not a tomato. But I managed to choke it down, you know. But I knew, I mean, I could tell, I put it in my mouth, it was raw fish.
Oh.